Arthur doesn't let himself dwell on what Merlin said. He doesn't bring it up again, and he blocks all of Merlin's attempts to talk about it. Instead, he just concentrates on getting Merlin well again. It helps that Merlin's asleep most of the time. Arthur hopes that's a good thing, hopes that means he's healing. He keeps a close eye on Merlin's injuries, checks him over at least once a day, bandages what needs rebandaging. Merlin sometimes drifts off while Arthur's working on him. He does it in the middle of meals, too, and Arthur has to gently prod him awake again and make him sleepily eat the last of the food. He can't deny that it's endearing, but what little warmth he gleans from taking care of Merlin is completely overshadowed by the cold weight of guilt in his stomach for letting him get hurt in the first place. On the fourth day, Merlin looks a bit more alert after breakfast than he normally does.
"You want a book or something?" Arthur says. "Or I could play a DVD on my laptop."
"No, I..."
"What?"
"I could do with a shave," Merlin says, gesturing to the stubble that's grown in the last 3 days. Arthur nods, going to the side of the bed to help Merlin stand up. He can mostly walk on his own now, but Arthur still supports him as they make their way to the bathroom. He doesn't want Merlin pushing it and getting injured again. He sits Merlin down on the edge of the bathtub and turns to find the electric shaver. And then he sees the pieces set on the shelf and remembers.
I kind of broke the shaver.
Merlin looks at the remains.
How?
I threw it against the wall.
Merlin raises an eyebrow.
Why?
I was angry.
Arthur says briefly, not wanting to go into it. Merlin gives him a knowing look, but he doesn't press the issue.
Okay, I'll keep this double.
Unless... I have a normal razor, if you want.
Arthur always carries a spare, just a cheap disposal. He gets it from his wash bag and then rummages through the bathroom cupboard and finds some shaving gel left over from the last time he was here. Merlin moves along the bath until he's next to the sink. He takes hold of the razor in his good hand, but when Arthur tries to give him the gel, they both realize the problem.
It's fine, just...
Merlin drops the razor in his lap and then flicks a tap on one-handed, before trying to wet his face. The angle is awkward and he splashes water down his t-shirt.
Shit,
he mutters, and Arthur leans forward automatically.
No, it's fine, I can do it, I can...
Merlin,
Arthur says gently.
Your hand's shaking.
I know it's fucking shaking!
Merlin shouts and then sucks in a deep breath.
Sorry. Sorry, I just...
He trails off, looks down at his lap, balls his good hand into a fist, trying to stop the trembling. Arthur has the same feeling as when he smashed a shaver against a wall. Merlin's too strong to break, but he is splintering, fragment by fragment. Arthur has to get him out of here. But he needs time to plan, and he can't do that now, so he focuses on the issue at hand.
Let me shave you,